Hey guys, welcome back to On the Couch with Ask Nanny Q, Nanny Diaries. All of the stories that I'm getting ready to read, all the names have been changed. I will not be disclosing locations. Sometimes I would prefer if none of my babies were around to hear some of this because it get nasty. But it's up to you. You the parent, I'm not. But I don't want to hear, Nanny Q, you didn't tell me. Yes, I did. Some of these, like this one right here, don't have my babies in the room, okay? All right, guys. This Nanny Diary, the title is They Nasty and They Pastors. Nanny Q, I've been working with the same family for 3.5 years. Over the last year, I noticed a lot of things have changed. Matter of fact, the last 18 months. At first, they told me that they were staying at a hotel because they were getting work done to the home, which I found odd because the house is huge. I didn't know what was going on, but I minded my business and did what I was told. I met them at the Ritz-Carlton in our area every day, and the hotel is beautiful. There were so many things for me and the one-year-old to do. We had so much fun. We swam every day. Let's just say I enjoyed the hotel. Now, moving forward, when we moved back into the house, the family told me they wanted to sit down and have a conversation with me. I thought it was something about my behavior or something they saw that I posted on social media. I'm a big overthinker, so I was going to 10. Nanny Q, the people wanted to tell me that they had changed their garage out. They built 2 brand new garages. And they have a sex room. Yes, the pastor, him and his wife, built a sex room downstairs. And they just wanted to make sure that I was comfortable working in a home that had a sex room. Now, I knew that they were swingers. I found that out by accident when I came upstairs from being downstairs in the playroom with the kids and saw a few people getting that Guap Guap 3000 in the pool. Now, the only reason they found out that I saw them was because I dropped the glass being so nosy, trying to move forward. After that, they told me, if you want to watch, just look at the security camera. That way, you don't break any more of our glasses and our friends don't feel like you're a peeping Tom. I turned red in the face, Nanny Q. I couldn't believe, for one, they were okay with me watching, but for two, that I got caught. Can you believe that? I'm supposed to be sneaking and watching them in the pool, and I drop a damn glass. Nanny Q, when they first told me it was okay to watch, I never looked at any of the security cameras. I was just too shocked that they were okay with it. Then one night, I decided, okay, I'm gonna watch. And it's like they knew I was watching. Everybody outside put on a show. 3 wives, 3 husbands, water everywhere. Now I understand why they left the house to make sure everything was built. They got a new pool put in, a bigger jacuzzi. They have an outside play area. That's where the sex cave is. And they asked me if I would like to have a tour downstairs. I finally said yes. Nanny Q, it's like being in a Playboy Mansion mini version. Like, if you've never looked at the Playboy channel, the house gives that vibe. It's very beautiful, very romantic. I just couldn't believe that I was working in a home that had a sex room. I know you talked about it on your TikTok. I just never thought that I would be able to say, my pastor clients have a sex room. Girl, don't be the nasty ones. Okay. Nanny Q, the room is beautiful. It has everything you need. You don't have to enter from inside the house. Everything is downstairs and out of the way of the kids. That's the best part about it. Now, I knew that they were sleeping with some of the people in the neighborhood, and it seemed like everybody is cool with everybody. Nothing is crazy about it. Now, the night that I walked upstairs and saw them in a jacuzzi, yes, I have looked at those other parents in their face because when they have their adult time, I'm the shared nanny. I make amazing money. That's not the problem. I really want to join. I've been celibate for 4.5 years. They think that I have a boyfriend because that's what I tell them. But I really want to join. I really want to know how it would feel to be with a couple. Not the, my client, Nanny Q. Get your mind out the gutter. Because, girl, I was over here like, not your client. You don't shit where you eat. Okay. Whew, girl, you scared me for a second. I was like to be with one of the other couples. I nanny for them a few times when everybody comes over for the swinger night, and I'm just so turned on by the wife. She's very beautiful, but how the husband caresses her and makes sure that every area of her body is kissed when they have their threesomes is something that is amazing to me, Nanny Q. I've never seen a man so gentle with a woman, and I just want to feel like, I just want to know what that feel like. she ain't write it like that. I'm just saying it, y'all. I just want to know what that will feel like. I would love for a man to make love to my mind and my body. I see him grab her hair. He kisses her neck. He kisses behind her neck. He's so gentle with her. He makes sure to go to both boobs. And the way that he gives her head, I've never in my life seen a man put his whole face in it. Well, damn. I haven't told my client that what my plans are. I haven't even discussed with myself what my plans will be. I just know that I would love to have a threesome with them. I haven't gotten the courage to even say anything, but I know they might be down. Would you recommend that I have a threesome with them, or would you recommend that I have a threesome somewhere else, since I know these people on a regular basis? I would love your feedback, Nanny Q. I love everything that you're doing, and I hope and pray that this is a judgment-free zone and no one would think any ill of me because I want to have a threesome with my client's friends. Well, never shit where you eat. I'm going to say that. You are entitled to want to do what you want to do, baby. But don't do it with the people you know. I'll say that. Venture off. Go to one of those swinger clubs. Have some fun there. And then decide if you want to move past that and do something more. But as of doing it with the neighbors, no. Because if something goes wrong, then you mess up your money. You know, y'all know I think money wise, and I ain't gonna mess up my money for a nut. You get it. But if you're gonna do it, make sure to write back and let us know that you did it. I need an update if you decide to do it. I want to know, you know, what happened. Did you talk to the family or did you go out somewhere else? I always recommend going to a different state and looking up some stuff, getting some reviews and letting your hair down and having fun where people don't really know who you are. That way, just in case it's not your cup of tea, nobody will never know who you are. Get a nice wig and go out and have some fun. Yeah, but don't mess up your job trying to get a nut because you see something and it might not be all of that. It might be one of those. I could have had a V8. And I know a lot of women know what I'm talking about. A lot of us have been celibate for a long time and then you decide, I'm going to give them some. And it ain't what you thought it was going to be. It ain't that at all. Been there, done that. Like Megan said, why I'm going to give you a second chance if the first one was horrible? Yeah, nah, baby. But make sure to give us an update on that. We would love to know what happened. And thank you guys for listening to On the Couch with Ask Nanny Q.